You ran well last weekend at Charlotte. Talladega's coming up. You managed to get past four other drivers in the points. What's your mindset going into Talladega?
Well, Talladega's going to be a little bit different this year than what we've had in the past in the playoffs because of the stage point. I think, the last few years, the guys that were in the position that I'm in would be really conservative early in the race and possibly ride kind of in the back, out of the pack to make sure you could try to get a good finish and avoid any big wrecks. But with there being stage points awarded now, twice early in the race and then obviously the points at the end, I don't think you're going to see that. I think you'll see guys race hard all day long to try to get those stage points and just accumulate as many points as they can throughout the day.
You had this experience in the May race, so you're certainly prepared for it at least.
Yeah, it's a little different situation in May just because there's so many more races. Some people had already won races, and if you hadn't, there were a lot of other opportunities to win, to get into the playoffs. Talladega is just such a tough place because of the fact you can get caught up in someone else's wreck. Even if you've done nothing wrong, you can get caught up in someone else's wreck. And, we have seen 20-car wrecks there before. It's a unique place. I've won there twice. It's a super great track to be able to win at, really fun race. Same time, I probably wrecked out more than I've finished just because of the nature of the track.
Well, even though you've done well in restrictor plate races at Talladega and Daytona, I suspect you're like most of the other drivers I've heard from that don't really like restrictor plate racing very much.
Yep, no, I would say that I'm in that category. Yeah, it's just a really frustrating type of racing. I've got to win a few of them, and when you can win one of those races, knowing everything that went into it, all the accidents that you've avoided, you typically don't know you've won even when you cross the start finish line because the races are so close. I mean, they're really fun to win, but they're just, they're also frustrating just because of how easy it is to get caught up in an accident.
I'm just kind of curious, if you didn't have restrictor plates on your cars, what kind of laps do you think you'd be turning at Talladega?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but my gut tells me it would probably be around 240 miles per hour would be the average lap speed. It's pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you like to be with two laps to go in the race on Sunday?
Leading. It's, that's one of those places that you want to be the leader. I would definitely rather be defending than trying to get by the guy in the lead.
I kind of wondered about that. You can move around, block moves, things like that when you're number one and the other guys have to try to figure out a way to get around the leader. Is that the way it goes?
Well, if there's single file, it's really hard to pass the leader. If it's double file, it's a little bit different, so it kind of depends on the circumstance you're in, but I would take the leading position at any point in the race over anywhere else. Yeah.
Qualifying, how important is that in a race like this?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at Talladega. I mean, you would like to qualify up front just so you could try to stay there all day long. That's essentially everybody's mindset, but it really doesn't matter at Daytona and Talladega where you qualify.
Yeah. Kyle Larson, your teammate, is also in the playoffs. Does that give Chip Ganassi Racing any kind of an advantage as you move down through the rest of the season?
The advantage would only be that you got a couple of cars, but as far as, working together, it really doesn't change anything because whether it was just one of us in or both of us, you still would be able to share all the information and set up, so it doesn't really change anything from that perspective.
Yeah. He's had a breakout year, and you've had a good chance to watch this young man. Do you see any limit to his potential in his career at this point?
Well, he's been unbelievable this year. when he showed speed like that the last 2 years, they just could never, they weren't able to put it all together. But this year, you know, they've been honestly one of the top two cars, three cars, almost all year long. It's been pretty amazing to see the success that they have had. And Kyle, you know, is still really young. And I mean, gosh, there's just no telling what he's going to be able to accomplish in his career.
Yeah. It seems to me that Chip Ganassi Racing has been getting better and better for the last, what, 3 or 4 years. Has this been kind of a building process for Chip Ganassi?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, in 2010, we had some awesome cars and won a lot of races. But man, by 2012, we were struggling. And it's been a real rebuilding process since then. And, you know, last year, the year before, things started getting quite a bit better. But this year has been awesome. Our cars have been fast about every race. The pit crews have been good. I mean, everything is just, has really come together, and it's, you know, it's so much fun when you have cars that are that quick every week.